Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're going to set up a little hot dog bar for the Independence Day. Set up one of those in your backyard and watch the kids and the neighbors just come running, because you know what? It's a lot of fun to cook a dog. A lot of different dogs. Heck, we had Kowalski on. Kogel's spending 100 years right now. They're celebrating their anniversary this summer, 2016. Of 100 years of quality meats.
And you know, we have a giant hot dog factory right here in Grand Rapids. It's called Kent Quality Foods.
Right.
Do you have any idea how many hot dogs those people make?
No.
They're building a whole new giant facility out in Hudsonville right now.
The Wiener Factory?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Because they make them for so many people.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Tubular meat. It's the next,
they're
it's
giant,
the next
but
thing
who doesn't
dinner?
Like a hot dog?
Right.
You know, the same person that brought the cardboard burgers to my house was questioning the quality grades of hot dogs. Like, I don't want any chicken in it. I'm like, really? Because you don't even have a clue what was in that box of burgers
right. That
you got at Smallmart or wherever you got them. It's like, it doesn't even say beef anymore on the package. Smells
chicken,
like German
chicken
shepherd.
Lips. Let's and pig set, snouts.
Right. Let's set up a hot dog bar. So here's what is cool about these things. Kids go nuts.
Right.
Because you got hot dogs, and then you got all these toppings and all these different condiments you can put together. So, like, you know, the kids aren't going to generally dive heavy on the onions.
Right.
But they're
going to
go big time on the relish, ketchup and mustard, and then you can do chili. You can do Cincinnati chili. You can do Coney. What other things
grated
would you come
cheese.
Up with?
I like diced jalapenos. On there, I like sweet peppers on there as well. So all this stuff is diced up in little itty bitty pieces.
Yeah,
bacon is
you know,
another good
you
one.
You ever
that's
have
on
a
there.
Chicago dog?
Yeah, with those little peppers.
On.
They're about
you,
the size
you,
of your little
you
finger.
You want to do
right?
something cool? Show them how to make a Chicago dog, because you know we live close enough to Chicago. Everybody, you know, kid might know what that is. What works wonderful for the pepper is if you can get some pickled asparagus.
Oh yeah,
and you lay that right down on there because it fits with the bun nicely.
Yep. And a lot of those Chicago dogs have a poppy seed bun that they sit on.
Really?
And yeah, so you know that's kind of fun too in your hot dog bar is get a wheat bun, get a regular traditional bun,
poppies.
Maybe get one with poppy seeds on it or sesame seeds. They come in all flavors, shapes, and sizes. You've seen them now that the top is like they're square with the top carved out of them, a little V for the dog, and there's just a lot of cool buns
v
out there.
V for victory.
Right.
Okay, Lee and Perrins and A1 Steak Sauce came out with some pretty cool stuff. You can go to their website and look them up. But they have a hoisin barbecue sauce. They have a root beer barbecue sauce, a red onion marmalade. That might be cool. Ancho mayonnaise, that I really like. A jalapeno tartar. And then they've got a jerked spice ketchup. That just sounds like fun. I mean, and then you can have all, there's a scallion bacon ketchup, which
right.
looks beautiful. And then a Reuben sauce has got sauerkraut and stuff in it. So, oh, sauerkraut for a dog.
Another
That's
thing for the
kapusta.
Dog. And the other thing that after you mentioned that is the mustard is there's a variety of mustards that you can put out on those dog bars.
So what we just proved is that you can show up at an event and you can blow people away because really you're competing with everybody else who brought food. Let's not kid ourselves here.
Right.
Okay. So you can blow everybody away with hot dogs.
Yeah, just because you've done a little creativity.
Yep.
You brought all kinds of condiments to go
yep.
on them, and you set this up, and people are like, ooh. And you know what the cool part is about a hot dog bar is? It's fun to do it in, like, a big solo cup. Is you just got solo cups down through there,
there you go.
All the condiments in them. There's a little spoon in there, and you're good to go. But
our producer's giving us the sign that we're out of time.
Yeah,
so,
I know what happens. We ramble, don't we?
We sure appreciate you all hanging out with us for another weekend. And we're going to be back next weekend for Independence Day, a couple days before. And just do your homework this week, all right? Come back with a report. Hit us on Facebook. You can go to thegrillingguys.com. You can follow me on Twitter if you're a loser.
Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or smoker, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, and we'll talk with you next week.